in the spring and summer, but with the snow the wolves have been here not so long." Whilst he was petting the horses and trying to quiet them, dark clouds drifted rapidly across the sky. The sunshine passed away and a breath of cold wind seemed to drift past us. It was only a breath, however, and more in the nature of a warming than a fact, for the sun came out brightly again. Johann looked under his lifted hat at the horizon and said, "The storm of snow, he comes before a long time." Then he looked at his watch again, and straight away holding his reins firmly, for the horses were still pawing the ground restlessly and shaking their heads, he climbed to his box as though the time had come for proceeding on our journey. I felt a little obstinate and did not at once get into the carriage. "Tell me," I said, "about this place where the road leads," and I pointed down. Again he crossed himself and mumbled a prayer before he answered, "It is unholy." "What is unholy?" I inquired. "The village." "Then there is a village?" "No, no. No one lives there hundreds of years." My curiosity was piqued. "But you said there was a village?" "There was." "Where is it now?" Whereupon he burst out into a long story of...